So his family found it fascinating listening to your accent. Yes, Did you have a hard, were you pressured to, sort of give up your heritage of being a German? Was it pushed down, don't be that way, become Americanized,
No, it wasn't like that at all.
And Papa never forced you to?
No. Like when we was at his mother's, I never ate no okra and all that mess in my life, and I didn't like it,
Was that really what the biggest shock was the food? The difference in the way the food was in Germany?
In the country, yeah.
Because I hear
I like hamburgers and all this, so we always talk about getting hamburgers.
Did you have hamburgers over in Germany?
No. Now they have them, but until they didn't.
Have you been back and you've seen, the way it was when you left and, in intervals of time, like 10, 15, 20 years, has it changed a lot since you left?
Yes, it has. And plus, that's high over there now.
Is that
the living is a lot cheaper here than over there.
Because Manfred said he was paying, $4 a gallon of gas?
Mm-hmm.
We're complaining about $1.05, $1.10.
Or so. Yeah, but he forgot that there's me, he makes good money, too.
You, voted. When was the first time you voted in a presidential or an election at all?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
First time you voted?
What quarter was it?
76? You had to, since you were not an American citizen, you had to get your citizenship.
No, I got that in 65.
And you married in 58? Or was it 59? So it took you 6 years to get it, was it because
no.
He was stationed, so, because you were in Germany for, 3 years?
Yeah.
What did it
and say? After 3 years, he was in Korea when I went and got my citizenship.
What was it like to get that?
That was easy for me. But, when I got that booklet and studied it, and I didn't know them long words, well, I asked the neighbors, they didn't know them either. And I thought, oh my God, them people have done more over here. I will. And so I got me a dictionary and wrote it on top of it, what it meant and all that, so I could remember what it was.
And Gary had to get his citizenship too, didn't he?
He got his automatically.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay, because he was still...
Because he was a kid. And he adopted him, so...
But Doris and Judy both had theirs.
Yeah, automatically they were born.
Because their daddy was an American citizen.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like for you in 1991? The Berlin Wall came... Or better yet, what was it like when the wall went up? Were you stationed in Germany when the wall went up?
The wall had been up since, when it got built up, right?
1961 or 60.
16. I had an uncle living over there. And they had a big house and a butchery. And he had about 4 big trucks and all that. And he got 2 trucks across the border line. His brother was on the other side. And the last one even over to the shuttle in his leg. But he made it.
So he came back over to West Germany?
Yeah.
for what was always called West Germany.
Yeah, West Germany. But his wife and his daughter wouldn't come. Because they always thought they would get the house back, you know, and everything like that, you know. But he always sent him over there, whatever he could. Packages.
Did he get to go back to see his family or his
wife?
No,
he didn't go back over there.
You couldn't get back over to
East? No. I know.
Did you ever go over to East Germany?
No. I never did one.
Did you say you think you would have problems trying to get over because you were German or that you had to? You were a German and they might have, you know, thought that you might have escaped over or something.
Or something like that,
like that,
and I thought I would have been a spy or something.
Even you've been American.
Yeah.
So. What did you think when the wall came down? Did it seem like it was something that should just never have happened, that wall should have never went up in the first place?
That's right. But they didn't think it was that durable when it was down. It was hard on the West Germans.
Because of all the East Germans coming over? Or?
Yeah, you know, and then, and they wasn't used to hard water over there. They couldn't, a lot of them in back, you know. Because, they would work in a factory 2 hours and then they was leave out, you know. And they paid him the same salary like he was in the parade. And of course, you know, the West Germans repelled to that, I would have to.
The West Germans would get tired from working in the factories? Or the
East Germans? The East Germans. After 2 hours.
Of just being in the back.
And they had to pay him the same amount, you know, for the whole day. Like when you were standing there and worked 8 hours.
So if you worked 2, you got paid for 8.
Yeah.
Whether you worked them or not.
And then a lot of them that they just couldn't do it, so they've been back.
Because they were not used to the way life was over.
That's right. And then they made enough, you know, apartments and all that. And it all came up. The last time we went right there, when he was over there, and we saw it in Dallas, you know, in Big Dallas, we went up in.
When did you go back? Did you go back in 91, or was it?
That was a year before, that was last year.
92?
Don't you remember I had to go on emergency leave, you know, that my mama was gonna die?
Yeah, your mother. What happened to Grandma? She had a. What was wrong with her?
We'd have been to this.
Okay. What did Norma think when she came over? Because this is her first time to come over here,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
She would never come by and say it.
She liked it. She did. What did Manfred think about it? Because Manfred had been over here.
Manfred loved it. He does.
Manfred ever think about moving over here?
He said he had to, you know, have security, job security, like they have in Germany. Move over here.
He works for the government, doesn't he?
No, he don't work for the government. You don't have to work for the government over there. You have this security.
Where does he work?
He works in a warehouse now and makes themselves, you know, and all that. I don't know, before he worked in a place. And then he worked there for a long time, and then there are people there. He moved to close the place, and he got, what was it, about 20,000 marks, what you call that over here? Severance pay.
Mm-hmm.
And he found him another job.
What is the mark worth? I mean, as compared to the dollar.
We ain't getting much for dollar over there anymore, really. That's why, you know. But it don't bother us when we go over there because we can use the commissary and all that.
Yeah.
That's a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
see Malachi, but then over here in the commissary. The booth.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But that was very interesting. But I was scared the day when preacher drove down with that road and it says not to go into it. There might be still some, you know, mines out in the field. And you know, the street can blow you up.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, let's get out of here. That really was an experience, to go up that tower and all that.
And that was in East Germany, to go over across the border, or that was still in West Germany?
That was in East Germany already. First, you seen the West German tower, you know, and then you went right there, east, and there was the East German tower.
You got anything else to say?
What else do you want to do?
I'm going to go with some questions. I'm going to listen to the tape and...